The first potatoes I remember picking was back in probably 1928, and I was probably 9 years old. And I just wanted to be out in the field, so my dad got me a 10-quart pail. I didn't even have a basket. And I got 10 cents a barrel. I remember that. I'd probably get maybe 5 barrels. And that time you had one-row diggers. There was no engine on. There was kickers in the back to kick out the tops and things like that. A few years, I got to be an engine digger that moved the bed around and shook out a lot more of the dirt. Then later, two-row diggers came along, and you had a section. You picked a section, like it might be 100 feet long, and then somebody else have 100 feet, and it depended on how many you could pick. If you weren't a good picker, you'd have 50 feet, and somebody else have 150, and so forth. And you set your barrel so that you didn't have to carry your potatoes very far. You picked a basket, and you set a barrel right there, and you dumped it, and then you picked another basket instead of barrel, and so forth. The ultimate, the goal that you really thought was absolutely great was if you could pick 100 barrels. I never could. I got close one time, but I never got the 100. But a 100-barrel picker was like a superstar. So if you were, getting 35 cents, that'd be $35. And that was big bucks. And so, and you had quite a lot of Indians come in, pick in the fall. People that were good pickers would come from quite a ways away to get that, what they call big money. And it was, as compared to everything else. And the farmer would, if there was just one person, nobody else to help lift the potatoes on, he'd have a plank and he'd roll them up onto the drop axle wagon. See, that was better because it was lower. Then when trucks came along, you had to have two men to lift the barrels up on. And I think they got paid 2 cents a barrel or something like that. So you got a little less for picking if you couldn't lift your own barrels on. And then, of course, the hoist came along later so that they would hoist the potatoes up onto the truck. But actually, kids 10, 11, and 12 picked potatoes. The money they made in the fall was enough to buy their clothes for school. And, of course, that meant a big shopping trip, and you really looked forward to that. Of course, if you live in Monticello, you could go all the way to Holton. G.W. Richards had a store here then, and Chain Apparel and Taggett and Gartley's for the boys. Chain Apparel for everybody. It was lower income. And Richards was a three-story building of clothing and things like that. So that was a big deal. You really looked forward to that. And it outfitted you for school for the winter. And picking potatoes is the time to make some extra money for the things beside the basics. The basics as well, but a lot of women particularly look forward to that fall harvest, because if there's any way possible, they could make a little extra money for things they needed in the house that was just above and beyond the basic. Like, say, she wanted a new bookcase, or she wanted a new table, or something like that. So that was sort of a way to get things that just couldn't afford otherwise. So it was a time when you look forward to making that little extra that beyond above and beyond the basics.